old Labour Oxford economist Martin Summers. It does look, though, as if the Labour Party is now very much committed to, even though they were involved in starting some of this outsourcing, doing the opposite now.
Well, they're sort of pointing the tanks in the right direction, because, of course, unravelling some of these things like PFI deals and so on is immensely complicated, because they've been wrapped in all this legalese that makes it very difficult for the government to get out of these contracts. But at least, there's a general consensus now, even amongst the government, that we're not going to do any more PFI, I think. And I think you have to ask the question, well, why have we been doing it for so long if it's so rubbish?
Well, it's been very good for shareholders.
Why is the political system allowed this, basically monstrous child to exist for so long?
Corruption?
Well, it's just to do it's part.
I mean, that's what
it's partly corruption, but it's also just ideology. It's not even just people benefiting.
It's all right. Okay. You call it ideology. I call it systematic corruption.
I put my hands up to this. I was executive member for Children's Services. Around 2010, I would say, and the only game in town was PFI. And there was a huge building project for schools in Bristol, and the only way that we were able to get those delivered was PFIs. Never very happy about it, because what you're doing is you're just transferring the debt onto your kids, aren't you? And the opportunity to for the school to blossom and rent out their facilities in the evening and, change a light bulb themselves are so restricted.
I was in a briefing on strategy for sports facilities this afternoon, and just to emphasise the point that Joss made there, which is that there are a lot of schools with excellent sports facilities sitting empty in the evenings because we simply aren't allowed to use them for the community or even allowed to make money from them under the PFI agreements under which they were built. And that's a tragedy.
So, I mean, you could actually start using them and wait for the PFI company to come and take you to court, and in which case I don't think they would they? I wonder if they would.
I think they might, actually. I think
really?
That they would. I think that they would chase you down. I mean, they are pretty strict about what you can and can't do.
PFI companies tend to like to kind of crawl under a rock and not be seen in public. I think you might find, okay, mate, maybe we'll just try one. Don't tell anyone and see if we get away with it.
Well, it would be worth testing the water, certainly, to see if the facility, if you did start renting out the facilities, and see if you could get away with it.
I'll have a chat to Neil Maggs on the Midweek Sports Bar and see if we can't find somewhere. But whatever you do, don't tell. One in four executives believes corruption and bribery is rife in Britain. On the same subject, global survey of business leaders also finds half prepared to justify unethical behaviour to meet financial targets. This is